communications satellite provider Intelsat will be suspending its services to the channels launched from Iran. And based on a letter, they did ask for an extension from the U.S. government to keep broadcasting Iranian channels, but were refused. Why is the United States government against this basic right, as outlined in their own constitution, namely freedom of speech? Furthermore, why have European satellite providers cut the transmission of Iranian channels, while the EU has stated the media are not part of the U.S.-led sanctions against Iran? Those questions and more in this edition of The Debate.
Communication satellite service provider Intelsat has decided to pull the plug on Iranian satellite channels run by Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting.
Intelsat sought a waiver from the U.S. government in order to extend the term of this license. However, the U.S. government has now advised Intelsat that it will not extend the license. Intelsat must therefore stop providing service to you on 30th June 2013 in order to comply with U.S. laws and regulations.
The Luxembourg-based telecommunications company says it made the decision after the United States government refused to grant it a waiver. But the letter isn't that clear in saying which organization in the U.S. government told Intelsat not to extend IRIB's license. Like past experiences of unilateral U.S. sanctions, Press TV has learned that the Office of Foreign Assets Control, an agency of the U.S. Treasury Department, may be the player behind this new move. The agency describes itself as
OFAC acts under presidential national emergency powers, as well as authority granted by specific legislation to impose controls on transactions and freeze assets under U.S. jurisdiction. Many of the sanctions are based on United Nations and other international mandates, are multilateral in scope, and involve close cooperation with allied governments.
The U.S. Treasury Department announced a fresh round of unilateral sanctions against Iran in early February, one of which targeted IRIB President Ezzatollah Zarghami. The unilateral measure and the ensuing pressure by the White House made several satellite communications companies to stop broadcasting Iranian channels. The first was French-based Eutelsat. The European satellite providers such as Eutelsat claimed they've taken Iranian channels off air under EU pressure as well. To seek clarification on that matter, Press TV contacted the EU for apparent reasons. But what was offered as a response revealed more contradiction.
EU sanctions do not require these TV channels to be taken off the air. The EU's restrictive measures against Iran, which focus on finance, energy, trade and transport, do not contain elements which could have forced as such Eutelsat to take this step.
Press TV knocked on the EU's doors once again. What came in answer, if we may call it one, was very disappointing.
What is the European Commission's position in relation to European satellite operators removing Press TV from their operations? Is this legitimate? Are they justified in doing this? Or does it constitute a violation of the freedom of speech?
To be honest with you, I'd have to look into the details and get some independent documentation and give a response on that basis.
Press TV is one among the media that have chosen to break the mainstream set. It seems this has a price to pay, because the country which boasts of being a cradle of democracy and a champion of free speech is now cracking harsh down on free speech, a fancy word these days. The US isn't alone in this cycle of hypocrites. The Europeans are there too.
Let me introduce our guest. Founding member of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, Dr. Kevin Barrett, joins us from Washington, from Wisconsin, that is, and journalist and political commentator Richard Millett joins us from London. Gentlemen, welcome. Richard Millett, why has Press TV and other Iranian channels come under such an unprecedented wave of attacks by European governments and satellite companies since January of 2012?
Well, as we all know, there are sanctions in place against Iran because of its nuclear project, and the concerns about what might happen if obviously Iran gets hold of a nuclear weapon, and combine that with the threats of Ayatollah Khamenei to wipe Israel off the map, which Press TV itself reported, it is of great concern. And when you look at the list of sanctions, there are there is a possibility of catching satellite providers under, you look at words like provider of technology services, for example. So I think that there is a concern amongst satellite providers that they could find themselves in breach of the sanctions, with the possibility of repercussions against themselves. So I think it's a lot of these companies are now, as we've seen, that there have been individuals extradited to America and found guilty of being in breach of the sanctions imposed on Iran. And I think that a lot of companies are now concerned that this could also happen to them.
Everything that you stated, if it were to be true, why would then the media be banned? Is there a reason that you think, do the two go together? Richard Millard, you're a journalist. Do you want to see media banned based on other evidences?
Well, I think the companies are concerned that they could find themselves in breach of the sanctions, and that's their main concern. There is no yes or no as to whether what you do when you're dealing with Iran is a breach of the sanctions list. So I think it's not necessarily a case of Intelsat and others wanting to do this. I think their concern, or the management concern, is if they don't do this, what the negative repercussions could be for themselves. Now, obviously, I believe in freedom of speech, but the concern is not necessarily freedom of speech per se in this instance. It's whether the Intelsat and other satellite companies could find themselves in court for being in breach of sanctions by dealing with the Iranian government.
Or by dealing with the U.S. government. Dr. Barrett, you heard our guest there. Your reaction?
Oh, boy. That was the most vague and nonsensical bunch of gibberish I've heard in a long time. And I've been up against some pretty goofy people on this show before. It's not a breach of freedom of speech, even though what we're talking about here is shutting down a major TV channel because somebody might be worried about being in breach of sanctions or something like this. This is ridiculous. Let's face the facts here. The Office of Asset Control of the U.S. Treasury Department was handed over to a bunch of hardline neoconservative arch-Zionist, Likudnik, radical Israeli partisans. And those people have been given carte blanche by the U.S. government for some ungodly reason to go after Iran in a monetary war, an ideological war. They're trying to shut down Iran's economy. And they're also trying to shut down the free flow of ideas back and forth between the West and Iran. If they had nothing to fear from the ideas that are coming across on Press TV, Al Alam, and the other Iranian channels, this wouldn't be a problem. So it's a case of egregious hypocrisy. These people endlessly blather on about free speech and democracy. Before the Iranian elections, they were claiming that Iran is not really a democracy, that the elections there are always stolen. And guess what? Every major article I read in the Western Zionist-controlled press said that there was absolutely no chance that the new President Rouhani would win, because the hardliners are in absolute dictatorial control of Iran, and there are no free elections in Iran, and all this kind of nonsense. And they were proven wrong. The reformist candidate was elected, and one would think that this would lead to a rethinking of policy towards Iran and a willingness to engage in this exchange of ideas, mm-hmm. which is exactly what President Rouhani has called for in the debates leading up to the elections. President Rouhani was calling for dialogue, and he was calling for a shift towards soft power. In other words, he's not interested in militarily threatening anyone. He wants this war of ideas in which the better ideas will prevail. Obviously, the hardline Zionists in the West know very well that if there is a free flow of ideas, they will lose. And that's why they are shutting down the last bastion of free speech in major international networks.
Richard Millett, a reaction to especially the last sentence there by Dr. Barrett.
I mean, I don't know what he means by Zionists. It's difficult to argue against that.
People who support the invasion, occupation, and ethnic cleansing of Palestine.
Go ahead, Richard Millett.
Well, ideally, we've seen an election in Iran. Fair enough. We've still got to see the outcome of that election. But the fact of the matter is, whatever we both argue or whatever we both say, there are sanctions against Iran. And companies cannot be in breach of the sanctions. And if they feel that there's a possibility that they could find themselves in breach of the sanctions, then they've taken a decision.
You made that point before, and I'm sorry to jump in, because you made that point before. What is the reason then behind it? Let me read to you. I have in my hand the letter that was sent by Intelsat. And they said that when they sought a waiver from the U.S. government in order to extend the term of this license, as is stated in this letter, that the U.S. government has now advised Intelsat that it will not extend the license in order to comply with U.S. laws and regulations. Then we're coming back to the U.S. government here. What are they afraid of?
Well, they've just decided not to extend the license. Maybe their license was first approved before these major
Intelsat
sanctions
wants
came in.
It to be extended. The U.S. government, through this OFAC branch, has said no. Why would they say no?
Intelsat has obviously asked for an extension, as you've said, and they've received a negative answer, and that was the advice that they were given, and they don't want to be in breach of that answer. Now, as I said, the reason why they have received a negative answer is because there is a possibility that they are in breach of these sanctions, and this is what that the American government has thought, that dealing with Iran is in this type of way, it is in breach of the laws of that country. Now,
what about the laws?
Freedom of speech,
what about the
also
laws?
Freedom of speech is
hold
not
on a second.
Unlimited.
If you want to talk about laws, we have other laws. You have the European Convention of Human Rights, you have the U.S. Constitution, and you have Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that promotes media freedoms. Dr. Barrett, obviously, that's not what the U.S. government, through their office, OFAC, is going by.
Oh, of course not. And the reason, I think, is that the Iranian channels, in particular Press TV, but I think Al Alam is doing the same thing in the Arab world, are having a big effect on public opinion, because the fact is that the media in the West has become less and less free. We have less and less freedom of speech every year here in the West. And there has developed a robust alternative media on the internet, which tells the truth about many of the most contentious and controversial issues, including the loss of freedom, including the really hard line, sort of red line issues that you're just not allowed to talk about, such as the coup d'etat on September 11th, 2001, and the domination of power here in the U.S. by hardline pro-Israeli Zionists. These are things that nobody is allowed to talk about in polite company in the West, or they will lose their careers. They will be targeted one way or another, and in a few cases, people even get killed. So, in the face of this loss of freedom in the West and the reaction to it in the form of the development of this alternative media, which is getting out there presenting a wide spectrum of viewpoints, including those that are much more accurate than anything the mainstream will ever tell you, those people have started to get more and more professional. And in Iran, it's quite wonderful that we have this policy to provide better English language information in a high production values format than anything you can find in the West. And this is a threat. Just as if you try to start something like Press TV here in the U.S., you will be squashed. The powers that be will find a way to stop you and shut you down. Mm-hmm. Or buy you out, which is what they mostly do. But in Iran is not for sale. So Press TV is going to keep providing this outlet to American intellectuals and dissidents who are shut out from the mainstream media in the West. And it's going to keep presenting a broader spectrum of opinion, including these accurate views on extremely controversial issues. And this is a tremendous threat to certain aspects of the powers that be, particularly these hardline Zionists, and particularly, you know, people who are trying to keep the U.S. Throwing billions of dollars in the direction of Israel. The truth about September 11th is, of course, a tremendous weapon in this struggle against the Zionist ethnic cleansing of Palestine. Press TV has been open to this, as have been a few other international outlets and the alternative media here right. in the West. And this is such a threat that they are using their assets to try to shut it down.
Well, let's take a quick time out here and listen to one of our viewer comments. This coming from John Jensen from Denmark, as posted on the Facebook page.
I see this blackout much more as a Zionist issue than anything else. It's not the average European citizens who want so. The problem lies within the whole EU-US societies and the political establishments, which have been messed up by Zionism and Zionists, and what they hope to gain by that. Total domination of the globe in order to be able to continue stealing more land and resources from indigenous people.
Viewer comment there by John Jensen from Denmark. Richard Millett, you heard the viewer there. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, all I've heard over the last 15 minutes is blaming everything on Zionists and Zionism. I mean, it's Mr. Barrett is coming out with, you know, the normal conspiracy theory that we expect from the far someone from the people from the far left. It's no surprise, but it doesn't necessarily get anyone nearer resolving the issue at hand, which is the reason there are sanctions is that Iran is clearly in breach of the non-proliferation treaty according to the IAEA. It doesn't allow inspectors into the country to fully inspect what is happening in Iran with a view to obtaining a nuclear bomb. Iran repeatedly threatens to wipe Israel off the map, presumably once it gets the bomb, which is its objective. So we can blame it
These are the most ridiculous propaganda lies. Come on, you don't believe this.
Well, I'm just saying this is what the West's view is.
Well, let's look
at
Richard Miller.
These are your talking points.
Go ahead, Dr. Barrett, go ahead.
Right. I mean, what we just heard are these Zionist talking points that are they're designed to brainwash the lowest common denominator in public opinion. This is the sort of thing that they repeat endlessly on, you know, the Hannity and O'Reilly shows over at Fox News, because they think that their audience is stupid enough to believe it. But the fact is that Iran is in full compliance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty, unlike Israel, which is an outlaw, rogue nation that has torn up that treaty and burned it and built 400 nuclear weapons with which it is threatening every capital in the Middle East. Iran's official policy, as dictated by its supreme leader, is to absolutely under no circumstances ever build a nuclear weapon, because that is haram, that is forbidden. And there's not a shred of evidence that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon, as the CIA has certified repeatedly, just most recently, just a year and a half, 2 years ago. So as for wiping Israel off the map, I'm sure Richard knows that he's lying, that was a quote from the Ayatollah Khomeini that was repeated by the recent ex-president Ahmadinejad. And that quote is actually simply calling for regime change in occupied Jerusalem. Jerusalem. It said that the regime that's occupying Jerusalem should vanish from the pages of time. It didn't say anything about wiping anybody off the map, and certainly not militarily. It wasn't talking about military regime change. It was talking about changing this genocidal regime that is killing and expelling and ethnically cleansing the indigenous people of Palestine, and has been doing so for more than the last half century. That regime does need to change, just like the apartheid regime in South Africa needed to change. And everyone in the Middle East agrees with this. You try, Richard, find me one Middle Easterner outside of the hardline Jews of Israel who doesn't agree with that quote from Ayatollah Khomeini. So there's no wiping off the map. There's no nuclear weapon issue. Everyone knows this. These are talking points for idiots. The real issue is that Iran is using its soft power, like these TV channels, to get the truth out to the people of the West. And the Zionists are mortally threatened by the truth, and they have to kill the messenger.
Richard Millett, but isn't the point just about what is going on, such as a program, such as this program, the debate, where there's an exchange of ideas? You have Dr. Barrett there in Wisconsin. He says all the things that he wants to say. You can say whatever you want to say. And I ask you, Richard Millett, have you been told to say what you have to say at any of the programs that you've appeared on by Press TV? I'm sure the answer is no. But that's exactly the point. Censoring media is not going to get anywhere, at least if you think that Dr. Barrett's points of view are not valid, then he's digging, for example, his own grave by presenting himself in that respect. What is wrong with having this venue on the airwaves and for people to see and then for people to ultimately judge?
No, I agree. As I said, I have not a problem with freedom of speech, but there is a list of sanctions in place that governments and companies feel that they need to adhere to. Now, Press TV is also, to a certain extent, I haven't been told what to say, but there is a perception that it comes down from mainly from the Iranian government, and this is perceived by the West that the Iranian government.
Everything else in the West comes down mainly from the Israeli government.
It is not democratic. There was not a proper election held recently. The candidates were chosen by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini. Mm. Ayatollah Khomeini has said that Israel is a cancer that must be removed. And that statement, Dr. Barrett, was reported by Press TV. It wasn't, I'm not talking about President Ahmadinejad, I'm talking about a report by Press TV that says that Ayatollah Khomeini said that Israel is like a cancer that must be removed. Now, that is a direct threat to a country which would result in utter bloodshed.
Well, and that's sure a retaliation to the numerous threats that were made by Israel, Richard Millett. Israel has mentioned time and again that it's going to attack Iran. But let's move on, and the focus being the U.S. government here. Dr. Barrett, before this program ends, mm-hmm. I'd like to get your explanation of why the U.S., right before Iran's successful over 70% turnout 11th presidential election, had sanctions removed on telecommunications. And what's interesting is that the U.S. says the people of Iran should be able to communicate and access information without being subjected to reprisals by their governments. And they said to help facilitate the free flow of information in Iran. So they removed sanctions on that, but then they ban Iranian channels, including Press TV. That's ironic, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. What they're saying is that we are going to pick up this megaphone and yell in your ear, but we're going to put in earplugs in our ears, and we're not going to listen to you, and we're not going to allow you to speak. And if you try to speak, we're going to put a gag over your mouth. That's what this opening after the election amounts to. And it's really sad because one would have thought that the election of a reformist president, which everyone in the West was saying was completely impossible because Iran wasn't a democracy, we know that's not true. Iran has actually hand-counted paper ballots, unlike the U.S. Iran is probably more democratic in terms of its the honesty of its elections than the U.S. is. And one would expect that after such an election, the West would want to hear what what kinds of viewpoints are coming out of Iran in order to have a frank dialogue and resolve all of these outstanding issues. But there are forces here in the West that don't want a dialogue led by the hardline Likudnik Zionists of Israel, who have a real problem with the ideas that are coming out of Iran and the ideas that are coming out of the rest of the Middle East, but they're suppressed by puppet governments. And they just don't want to allow those ideas to be heard in the West.
Very well. We're going to have to end it there. Thank you so much. Founding member of the Muslim-Jewish-Christian Alliance, Dr. Kevin Barrett there. And we also had journalist and political commentator Richard Millett, who gave us his comments from London. Thank you for watching another edition of The Debate. From Mikova Tapway and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.